What else you got, Barry? I'm late for my top of the hour break.
That's about it. I was just didn't know if y'all had heard about that, about the Shonder Levy part.
No, but thank then, you. I'm going to look into that.
You know, that went away right after, you know, that's about the time 9/11 hit, so then you never heard nothing else about it.
You're right. I didn't thought about that. I'm going to have to look into that. Thanks for the tip.
Okay.
If you want to call back, man, please do. I know we had to cut it short, but
okay, that's right. Fine. I'll sit back and listen. All
thanks,
right.
Buddy. Take Bye-bye. Care. All right, Crawdad, I need you to hold on. I've got to hit this top hour break. Folks, we'll be back in 5 minutes, and we'll have Crawdad.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Debbie Hanley. Pacific Gas and Electric is shutting down power to nearly a million customers in Northern California.
We've worked with some of our local health plans to identify individuals who are their members who have needs and are vulnerable in their communities, to be able to outreach to them, use the case managers to ensure that they have what they need.
State Health and Human Services Secretary Mark Galley. Several Democratic presidential candidates are in South Carolina for a criminal justice forum. Kamala Harris initially announced she was boycotting the forum.
I said I would not come because I just couldn't believe that Donald Trump would be given an award as it relates to criminal justice reform.
Harris, though, did attend. America's listening to Fox News.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A Montgomery firefighter called us with a four-alarm financial fiasco. He wanted to retire early, but had to clear up considerable credit card debt. Alabama Home Mortgage cut his monthly payment by $636 and got him $37,000 to extinguish the credit card inferno.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly payments much sooner than you ever thought was possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you could save with your Alabama Home Mortgage.
Folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com and apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
May I help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
If you are experiencing a temporary financial hardship and are struggling to pay your mortgage, we may be able to help. Hardest Hit Alabama is a foreclosure prevention program for eligible homeowners. Visit hardesthitalabama.com to learn more. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the ABA, and this station.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The risk of showers and thunderstorms will continue into the evening hours tonight before ending. We are in a marginal severe weather risk. Cooler air follows the frontal passage. Overnight low temperature tonight drops to about 56. It will continue to be windy. For tomorrow, cloudy early, then mostly sunny with a high temperature in the mid-70s on Sunday. Dry weather on Monday with highs in the upper 70s and mostly sunny skies. And showers return on Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Apply online or visit your local branch. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Yes, it does. Thank you so much for your patience, Mr. Crawdad. How are you doing tonight, sir?
Good evening, gentlemen. How y'all?
Great to hear your
voice. How's it going, Crawdad?
Welcome.
I tell you what, I look forward to Saturdays mainly for one reason, and it's not those dadgum commercials on television.
Yeah, my mom enjoy DVRs, all of that stuff, so she can avoid those commercials. Well, thank you. We enjoy having you on here.
I was told you were going to say football. But
football, what's that?
Exactly.
Yeah, me too.
Who's
you know, I would probably tune in and watch football if they had spikes on their helmets and were playing with a live piggy. He's on the 50-yard line. Oh, no, he went off into the crowd.
That's a great idea. They need to come up with that sport.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, man, there's so much information out there to weed through. Terry, I mentioned a book by Philip Corso, The Day After Roswell.
I have that book, yes.
It took me a while to read it. Guys, I had a stroke in November the 11th last year. I had a stroke and a heart attack at the same time.
That's right, I remember that.
My doc told me, he said, well, be glad you're not dead. So thank Lord I am not dead. I'm here every day.
Good.
Got something to do, and I will try to do a good thing every day and contribute to some good to the world, and everybody can do that.
I wish everybody felt
thank
that
you,
way.
Yeah, that's a
hang on to each other. You know, I segue real fast, and I try not to deviate too much from the topics at hand. But you know, on that Mercury dime, one of the things that's illustrated on the Mercury dime, this bundle of was it olive branches that are bound together with an axe in the middle.
That's what it looks like.
That was a representation. It goes back to Rome, and it was to represent the strength in numbers. Okay. You know, one twig is pretty much, you just snap it in half. Right. You take a bundle and put them together, and, you know, next thing you know, you got, in the modern age here, we got the little carbon nanoparticles that you create a strand stronger than 1,000 pounds that's pressure right. Put on a steel cable on the San Francisco Bridge with these nano carbon particles.
You are correct. Strongest thing that we know, yes.
Reason that I called, y'all hit a nerve there that remembered me. Now, that's a good one. It made me remember something. I was trying to read that book, Philip Corso's book.
Yes.
And I read everything with an open mind, but I'm also skeptic for anything, too, you know.
You have to be. Yes.
Have to be very skeptic. And one thing that just really clanged my school bell, Bob Lazar.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Bob.
Purportedly, you know, all this, that, and the other.
Working on craft, picking down something they called it, gave it
a little name and all that. Well, here's the thing, guys. On the empirical, on the periodic table now, the element that Bob was talking about that powered the ship, that he described that element, how many protons, neutrons, electrons, etc. He described that before this element has now legitimately been recognized by the scientific community that, yeah, it's a real element. Sure enough.
That's got to stand.
It's on the periodic table, guys.
Yeah, the one I just mentioned a while ago, 115.
It's element 115, yes.
Yeah. And I'm picking them or something like that.
It just blew me away because I've always wondered, you know, and I've seen a fast walker myself one time. My dad was with NORAD. Now, I can't talk a lot about that, but back during the day, and you know, you hear little things here and there.
Oh, sure.
And then I was like, okay, you know, keep an eye out for things above you and stuff. Okay, well, looking out there, and there it is, and, you know, me and my fiance sitting there watching this thing dance around, and I said, that's not a satellite, it's not a helicopter, it's not a plane, it's not a goose. And it sure as hell ain't swamp gas. But the way they move, the way they move through our atmosphere and I guess between other celestial bodies where there's a magnetic attraction and a repulsion, wouldn't it make sense that you would use nature to power things?
Yes.
You know, and I see here we went and broke things when we created thermonuclear destruction. We broke things.
That's right.
But running something that uses the natural tug and pull, that's not breaking anything. And that's why when I see that thing flying around up there, like, okay, yeah. My one question is this. What kind of body, what kind of physical person, organic, could survive the amount of tension, gravitational forces? Because I didn't see anything that said that they negated it within the field of the craft.
Yeah. Well, that they have to.
There's a natural negation when, you know, within that field, you know, because it's inside the craft, relative to the outside of it, the acceleration is zero. So
it's its own little environment,
right? They do have that's just like you can't feel the Earth turning, but yet the Earth turning thousands of miles an hour.
200.
Yeah, I know. I think about that sometimes.
The only thing you can do is just see it. You know, cause you can look off in the distance and get you a fixed reference point, and just watch the shadow, or either put it up against the sun and let the sun just, you know, it's the Earth that's turning, not the sun is moving. It's us that's moving.
Oh, sure.
So what the deal is within the craft then that you have suspended the tug and pull that would be normally felt.
Right, but there is a system, and this thing is real. It's real, and they use the lingo on Star Trek. They call them inertial dampeners, and what it does, it dampens the action and reaction that's caused by the propulsion system, and they can go at these high speeds. And you want to be able to feel it on the inside of it.
Turn on a dime.
Right, and turn on the dime with it.
Well, a simple example for those of us who just barely made it through high school because we were too busy doing other things.
I know about that.
Skipping a stone across the pond. Take this flat object, give it a good little inertia. Bing, 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 bing. But if it sat still for just a second, it's going to sink.
That's right.
And that's when I see this stuff skipping around up there. And the fast walkers, for those people who are listening, look it up, the term fast walker. I'm not making that up. That's been used terminology there. What's the other one that they call fast walker? And there's another one they've called something.
Call them long walkers.
Jackrabbit. Jackrabbit. Yes. Jackrabbit. These things can cross our NORAD, or was NORAD, but I don't know what they call it now. Hey, did you ever hear Black Alice Station up in Alaska?
Mm-mm.
Black Alice early radar, that's all that was keeping an eye on our friends to the Far East there, anything mm-hmm. they might shoot at us.
Right.
Black Alice was an early warning radar system. But NORAD, man, when they were tracking these things moving, they could cross from one side to the other, to boom, nothing to it.
Uh-huh.
Now, at one time at Castle Air Force Base, Merced, California, I think that's what 502nd was attached out there.
Okay.
They scrambled. Something was buzzing around, and they scrambled and did a little chase. And sure enough, it was like playing games.
Oh, yeah.
With the fighter jets. It's like, let's play chase. Let's have a little fun here.
Let them get these close and then check out.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm kind of glad to see that there's certain departments within the Air Force that are okay with not declaring that a pilot's crazy.
Yes.
The Tic Tac, for instance.
Right.
They need to just go ahead and let us know, because that Brookings Institute report that was done years ago is what would happen if the government allowed the information to be made known that there were, let's say, even fossil life.
Yep.
Do not tell the people. It would cause panic, and that Brookings Institute even went down to the point of what would happen over at the Vatican.
Yeah, exactly. What would happen to all our religious institutions would collapse.
Yeah, well, I guarantee you the plate would pass a lot quicker is what they would.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, I need an extra dollar in here, buddy, because we got to. But it would mess up the system that we have in place. And yes. Right now, you guys mentioned earlier that talking about the world religions.
Yeah.
Okay. To me, the great maker of all things, great and small, God things upon us all.
Yes.
Inshallah, as they say in Arabic, or shalom
mm-hmm.
in Hebrew. You can't define God. You can't put God in a box.
No,
just accept He's there. He made you, and He wants the best for you. And if you will try to do the best you can, He will help you do that.
Correct.
And act like brothers and sisters instead of squabbling children on the schoolyard shooting missiles at each other.
Well said.
And these Islamic guys, they don't get it. Imagine mm-hmm. what would happen if all of a sudden E.T. jumped out of a spacecraft in the middle of Afghanistan and said, "Assalamu alaikum."
That's probably happened. But
you think?
Listen to this, Cordette. Listen to this.
Uh-huh.
All right, this is the King James Version.
Okay.
And as a matter of fact, this is Psalm 68:17. All right. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord is among them, as in Sinai, the holy place.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if the translation of this verse is correct, or my translation of it, or when he came to Sinai, he came to Sinai on a starship, on a vessel. And tens of thousands of angels came along with him, you know, when he came to meet when he called Moses on top of Sinai.
Yeah, chariots.
Or in the Egyptian phonetic right. word, Moses.
Right.
Yep.
Now if he has them, you know the enemy has them.
Yep.
Aston.
Yeah.
Don't forget, they followed a pillar.
Pillar of fire.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
Yeah, by night and
cloud.
Column of white day. Smoke.
Yeah. And also, there's another verse. It's in Obadiah 1:4. Okay. And this is the King James Version. He warns them. He gives them a warning. That was after they had had turned against him and left and fled out of the out of the mount of the congregation,
mm-hmm.
and dispersed themselves, you know, throughout the galaxy and all these different star systems. Okay, the King James Version says, "Though you exalt thyself as eagles, as the eagle." Now, the translation of that is of eagle is an astronaut. Or a person that lives and works or acts or does, you know, different things in space, that travels in space. Okay, it said, though you exalt thyself as the eagle, and though you set your nest, your humble abode or your house,
mm-hmm.
though you set your nest amongst the stars, Thence will I bring thee down, saith the Lord. Now, he gave him a warning.
Now, he'd done that before several times.
Right.
Nimrod, for one.
Yep.
A Tower of Babel. Tower of Babel, that was one.
Yep.
And you know what, I tell you what, I love the old stuff. Where, how many times did God come to the people here walking around? We're just simple little kids. He says, okay, kids, here's a handbook. I want you to follow these instructions and everything will be okay. Do like I say. Yes, Pop.
Works. Turn around and quit doing it.
And then God comes back and says, you know, y'all are just simple heads. I tell you, I'm going to spank you. I'm going to forgive you. And we're going to try this again and again. And again, and again, and God never stops giving us.
I would have destroyed this place a long time ago. It's a good thing I'm not God.
Well, we do the same thing with our kids. I mean, think about it. Would you do that to your own kids?
It's like, you know? Dad says, I'm going to spank you. It's going to hurt me more than you. No, it ain't, Pop. It's going to hurt my butt.
Exactly, exactly.
But, you know, the good Lord, when he came into the flesh and he died on the cross, and this is something I think about all the time because human condition and suffering is inescapable.
True.
Jesus himself in the flesh, he did not escape physical suffering
at all. That's right.
His soul, the life force, the entity that is us, truly us.
Right.
It is incorruptible, cannot be destroyed. You can throw it away yourself because you have free will.
That's right.
You can throw it away. You can serve evil or you can serve good. You throw that away. But your body's going to die anyhow. It doesn't matter. It's a physical form.
That's right.
It is. It's going to slough off of you one day, this mortal coil. One day it's going to slough off of you, and then you're in your free spirit again. Let's make use of what we got while we're here. It's like I drive a beater car. Well, I don't even drive anymore. But you see folks out there driving a nice car and all that, and then what happens? One little dink at the car lot. Bam. Oh, my gosh, I just lost how many thousands of dollars in value in this car?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm content with what I have. The shell that I live in is nothing more than a thing that gets me around. And while I'm in it, I have things to do that involve helping other people. And that's my goal in life, is to try to be a good team player.
You're a good man.
I try. And, you know, that's the best we can do. And the Lord, good gosh, I mean, how can anybody be so forgiving? It's not possible for a human.
I know.
As forgiving as the Lord is, because we screw up all the time. He turns around and he says, quit doing that. And then he forgives us.
I know. I can't fathom.
And I know you got all the calling in, and I enjoy your show, and thank you for letting me run my mouth.
You're welcome.
And God bless you. Keep on doing what you're doing. And I'll keep on listening.
Take care, brother.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
See you.
Hey, you know, it something reminds me of something. Mm-hmm. Then we go on record. What if our co-creative power was powerful enough to actually create a sentient being like God created us? What will we do with it? I mean, something we just fashion with our hand, not fashioned, you know, by reproductive process. What would you do with it if it disobeyed you?
It probably put it out, put it down.
I'm telling you,
exterminate it.
It would not be good for me to have the power of God, because I would have wiped this place clean a long time ago. Everything that Jesus did, everything his disciples saw him do, turning water into wine, bringing dead people back alive, all these miracles, and they still didn't know who he was. They still didn't believe who he was. You know, and Lynn and I talk about this all the time, and I'm like, honey, how? And she said, we see miracles every day, and we still don't recognize them, just like they didn't recognize who he was. I just can't fathom that. I would have destroyed mankind a long time ago.
I guess that you can say, where was the disconnect?
You know? I know. I don't know. We got to hit this. We're two breaks.
Two of them, yeah.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 9224.
I try and I try and I just can't lose weight.
I've even tried workouts. I get nowhere except tired and depressed.
You need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic. It's a medical weight loss clinic using medical science, not fad diets, to help you lose weight, keep it off, and stay healthy. I need someone to help me through. This is a major deal for me. Dr. Summers' solutions are determined by each patient's medical needs, weight loss goals, and other individual requirements. It's a personal program.
I need to feel better, not always worn out, hungry, and tired.
You'll get one-on-one nutritional and exercise counseling. Dr. Summers also provides prescription appetite suppressants, B6 and B12 lipotropic injections, and most importantly, support to help you stay with your weight loss program. I think I need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Yeah, we both need Dr. Summers.
Stop doing what doesn't work. Call the Weight Clinic in Prattville at 334-358-9262 or summersweightclinic.com. Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar. Y'all, we're right down here on this beautiful, ever-flowing Alabama River. We're cooking up fresh seafood from the Gulf, fried, steamed, and grilled. We rent out pontoon boats. You can come out and check out this beautiful Alabama River. All you need is a driver's license and a credit card. And we also have an RV park that's up and running now. That's right. You can bring your camper, your big bus down here and stay for a while and enjoy the river, eat some good food, listen to some good music on Sunday afternoon, because that's what's going to happen this week. With John Nemeth in town, that's right, the man with the golden voice. John Nemeth and the Dreamers will be down here at the Capital Oyster Bar Sunday at 5 o'clock. So you need to check it all out at capitaloysterbar.com. There's a menu to tell you about everything going on down here, a music menu, and information about the pontoon boats, and information about the RV park. So everything's lined up for you to come down here and have a good weekend with us. We're going to cook you up some seafood and a good time. So come see us soon and come hungry.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by the cruise that never ends at Caravita Village Senior Living. Semi-private suites from $1,399 and private suites for $1,549. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The risk of showers and thunderstorms will continue into the evening hours tonight before ending. We are in a marginal severe weather risk. Cooler air follows the frontal passage. Overnight low temperature tonight drops to about 56. It will continue to be windy. For tomorrow, cloudy early, then mostly sunny with a high temperature in the mid-70s on Sunday. Dry weather on Monday with highs in the upper 70s and mostly sunny skies. And showers return on Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hello. Welcome back. Hello. I have a call, but I don't know why.
Anybody can hear me? I can't hear myself. What's going on here? Hello, there and there. Hello. Ain't nothing working. I can't get it to work. Why is it not working? Hello?
I don't know how to get it to come back. You hit the button over there, dude. I did, but it didn't do anything. The music stopped playing and everything.
Hi there. Welcome back to the program. Apparently we had a small issue there. Here, but we're back. Let's see. I'm not sure what's going on. Yeah.
Can I put you on hold for a second?
Yes. Okay, we got three calls. Hey, caller, you're on the air. Caller?
Okay, I could.
Caller?
I couldn't hear myself in the...
Okay. Oh, well.
Right, thanks.
Hey, caller, you're on the air. Well, that's two in a row.
Hello?
Not sure what's going on.
Hey, Frank, let me put you on hold for a second. Here, I pick you back up. All right.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, guys, how are you?
What's going on?
Not much. I'm going to throw some heavy stuff at you tonight.
Oh, we like it when you do that.
Hey, but first of all, last time I checked, Max Wilson was 18 for 22. Alabama's ahead 48-0. And if Auburn, and my daughter who listens to your podcast every Sunday morning is going to hate me for this, but if they would have had any kind of quarterback play, they would have dominated LSU.
I agree. That's what I've said. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, to me it was sad because the defense is so good. But my point is you can watch football and still, I think, study and do all that kind of stuff. But here's the question I have for you. The Divine Council, I've got three questions. Have you ever heard of it? If so, what is it? And the third question is, can it be proven biblically?
I've never heard of it.
The Divine Council you're talking about is the 24 elders, right?
Nope.
The only other one that I know about, that I've heard talk about, is the Galactic Council.
Okay. Can it be proven biblically?
You know,
maybe the same thing.
I think.
Yeah, it could be, and it is kind of. But I'm just going to ask the question: can it be proven biblically?
Well, if I'm mistaken, I think it's in the Book of Enoch. I think I read across it in there or something. It gave some reference to it.
Okay.
Is it there in the Old Testament? It's somewhere in there.
Well, I think intrigue you a little bit tonight. Okay.
All right.
Jason, your thoughts.
I'm thinking, yeah, just about everything can be proven in the Bible one way or the other. We're always finding out new things about stuff that's going on now or things that happened in the past that was talked about in the Bible, but we were just either ignorant to it or not making the connections. But
or really didn't listen or hear or understand.
Yeah.
Okay, let me throw some things at you. And before anybody attacks me, calls me crazy, just let me kind of go through this. I'm going
to
back it up biblically, okay? And like I've told you, Terry, to me 100 times, you can't pick and choose. You have to believe the Bible 100%.
Yep.
Or not.
Or you don't.
Absolutely.
You can't pick and choose, okay? I believe God's original plan was to have a human family coexisting with a supernatural family. God creates Earth and then comes down here. He creates Eden. He creates Adam and Eve in his or their image. Okay?
Well, we know he walked in the garden with them, so he must have enjoyed their company.
Right. Okay? He gives them the secret space, Eden, tasked them with making the rest of the earth like Eden.
Right.
Then the fall ruins it. Okay? Then the fallen watchers and the Nephilim to see men destroy them, changes their heart to idolatry, like we hear in Enoch, and Enoch explained in detail. Then the flood, the return of the Nephilim after the flood, and then the Tower of Babel and the true story behind the Tower of Babel and the divining of nations, okay?
Okay.
That's one of the main keys, okay? Now, to me, the true name of God is Yahweh. It's not Elohim. Because I think Postman, you've even touched on this, but I know Miss Connie has. Elohim is
plural.
Can be plural,
yeah.
Okay? And I'm going to quote Michael Heisman, who's a PhD in religious studies. He says, the Divine Council is a heavenly host and a pantheon of divine beings who administer the affair of the cosmos, okay?
Right.
All ancient Mediterranean cultures had some concept of Divine Council, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, that's fine. How do you prove it biblically? You go to Psalm 82, okay? 82. Short, right to the point. God has taken his place in the divine council. In the midst of the gods, he holds judgment. How long will you judge unjustly? And then there's this strange word that shows up only in Psalm. It's called Selah, S-E-L-A-H. I'll get to that in a minute.
Please get to that, because I've been wondering what that is for a long time.
Okay. I said, you are God, sons of the Most High, all of you. Nevertheless, like men you shall die, and fall like any prince, okay? Mm. He's saying this in a divine council in Psalms 83, okay? Many commentators Selah. It can't be proven exactly what it means. It's a beautiful thought, though, very mysterious word in the Bible. But basically what it means, from what I can gather, I did about a four-hour research on it. It means to pause, reflect, and take a breath.
Wow.
Okay? Because what you just read was powerful. Psalm 82, God has taken his place in the divine council in the midst of the gods to hold judgment. How long will you judge unjustly? Okay? So he's saying something to the other gods.
Uh-huh.
Small cat. Mm-hmm. Okay? But this is biblical. This is biblical, okay?
Right.
I mean, there it is, right in Psalm. All right? Now, let's go to Enoch, chapter 6 through 16. I'm just going to paraphrase, okay?
Okay.
And he describes everything that happened with the fallen angels, the watchers that came down. We all know that. We talked about it 100 times, okay? But I'm going to prove more biblically tonight, all right? If you ask a Christian leader or a typical Christian, why is the world today so evil and depraved? What's the answer you're going to get?
Men are in a fallen state and they're full of sin.
The fall. 100% correct. Yeah,
exactly.
Okay, the fall.
Sure.
Now, if you go back and you ask a first century Jew or a separate Second Temple Israeli, that they believe in the spiritual realm via the book of Enoch, okay? They read books just like us. We're human. They're
sure.
human.
Sure.
They wrote the gospel, but they also read the book. To them, three things happened: the fall, death, and estrangement. The sons of God, as in Genesis 6,
mm-hmm.
which has been ignored by the church, explained away by the term Sethites or whatever the heck they want to use, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And as the root cause of depravity. And then what really happened at Babel? That's what a first century Jew or Second Temple Israeli would answer, I believe. Okay?
Okay.
Now, why did Jesus really return, and what was his mission? And I'm going to back this up biblically.
Okay.
His mission was to shed blood for the sins of man, reverse the angelic sin at Mount Hermon and the fallen watchers, wow. and end the rule of idolatry and the false gods after Babel. Okay?
Okay.
Again, explained in detail in Enoch 6 through 16. All right? Okay. Now, Enoch's been mentioned in the Bible a little bit, but primarily in Jude and in Peter. But I've done so deep and thoroughly this week that I think I found a whole bunch more stuff. Okay?
Cool.
Go to Galatians 3:19. Why then the law? He's talking about the law. The law was added because of transgression until the offspring shall come to know the promise that has been made and put through place through angels by their intermediary. Okay? It says transgression. It's plural. This refers to the sins of the watchers.
Mm-hmm.
This next one blew me away. 1 Corinthians 11. Okay? It's long detail that talks about the women, why they should cover their head, and why. Why should they really cover their head? In 1 Corinthians 11, chapter 10, or verse 10, it says, this is why a wife ought to have a symbol of authority on her head, because of the angels.
What?
Shalom. Read it. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 10. Because of the angels, okay? I'm going to use that term that only shows up in Psalms. Shelah. Pause and think about that, okay?
Whoa.
Now, you go to 1 Peter. For Christ also suffered once for our sins, for righteousness, for the unrighteousness, and then he might bring us to God, okay, being put to death in the flesh that made him alive in the spirit, in which he went and proclaimed to the spirits in prison because they formerly did not obey when God patience waited in the days of Noah, okay? Mm. And like Crawdad mentioned so eloquently, why is God so patient?
I don't know.
Well, there's a reason coming up, okay? Now, I'm going to throw something totally left field at you.
Okay.
I'm sure you've heard of, read Revelation 14:1, okay? Then I looked and behold, on Mount Zion stood a lamb, and with him were 144,000 by the name of his father's name written on the forehead. You've heard of that?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
the 144,000, yes. And the Jehovah Witnesses build the entire religion off the 144,000.
Yeah, they think they're
them, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, you've got to remember what comes right before that in Revelation. Okay, the watchers, and then the watchers are released from the prison of hell. Okay, from their prison, wherever they're confined. All right, they're released. These 144,000 are the watchers that kept their abode. They're coming with Jesus. Okay,
the ones that are still in heaven. Okay.
They're the good watchers.
Gotcha.
Now, Psalm 89, let the heavens praise your wonders, O Lord, your faithfulness in the assembly of the Holy One. For he who is in the skies can be comprised of the Lord, where among the heavenly beings is like the Lord. God is greatly to be feared in the council of the Holy Ones, and awesome above all that are around him. Okay? This council are not human. Okay? They're in heaven, not on earth. But what are they?
Wow.
All right?
Wow.
Go to Deuteronomy 32:17-19. They sacrifice to demons, not God. To gods they have known that they have never known. To new gods that they have recently, that have come to them recently, whom your fathers have never dreaded, okay? Because they never knew them. You were unmindful of the rock that bore you, and you forgot the God who gave you birth. All right? The divine council is made a divine being. And from what I can find, it's got a hierarchy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Yahweh, it does.
Yahweh is the supreme God, okay? The highest God, I mean, God, period.
Amen,
okay?
Amen.
Amen. The sons of God are the watchers.
The angels,
okay?
Yes.
The angels are called the Malachim. The angels are behind, underneath the watchers.
So the watchers are different than angels?
Well, from what I can surmise,
wow.
Yes.
Okay. Right.
Okay? They're more powerful. Huh. Who's missing from this equation, from what I can gather so far? The cherubim, the seraphim, uh-huh. and Satan. Because the cherubim and the seraphim are the throne guardians of the Most High.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Now, Genesis 1:26. Then God said, let us make man in our image.
Yeah.
After our likeness, and let them have domain over the flesh of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over the livestock. Okay?
Yes.
He's talking about the divine council. In our image. This is God, the Most High, talking.
Yeah.
1 Kings 22:19. And Micah said, therefore, hear the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on the throne, and all the hosts of heaven standing beside him on the right and his left. It goes on and on. Now, let me ask you this question. Watchers, other than the book of Enoch, does it appear any place in the Bible?
I don't know. I didn't think so, but I don't know.
Daniel 4, when he's talking about Nebuchadnezzar.
Yeah.
Okay. I saw in a vision in my head as I lay in bed, and behold, a watcher, a holy one, came down for heaven.
So,
and then I'll drop down to 17, to Daniel 4:17. The sentence is by the decree of the watchers. The decision is by the word of the holy one. To the end of the living, know that then the Most High rules the kingdom of man and gives it to whom he will and sets over to the lowliest of men. In other words, God gives kingdoms to whoever he chooses.
Sure.
All right?
Okay.
Now, how do you prove that? You go to Deuteronomy 32:8-9, in the Tower of Babel. When the Most High God gave to the nations their inheritance, when it divided mankind, he fixed the borders of the peoples according to the numbers of the sons of God. By the way, the sons of God, an original interpretation came from the Dead Sea Scrolls, okay? The sons of God were given all nations except one, Israel, because the seed of God would come through the nation of Israel, okay? Now, this gets even more interesting. If you go to Deuteronomy 32:43, rejoice with him, O heaven, bow down to him, all gods,
For he avenges the blood of his children and takes vengeance on the adversaries. He repays them with that hate you and cleanses his people's land. Okay? Because it was allotted. Who was it allotted to? In Deuteronomy 32, Moses is referencing God or Yahweh's separation of nations according to Noah's offspring. Okay? Okay. And how many nations were mentioned in Genesis 10?
I don't know.
There's 70. Okay? Wow. 70 nations mentioned. And what happens in Babel is man's disobedience causes God to divide them up and give them to the lesser gods. They were to worship the lesser gods because Yahweh was done with them. Okay, man continued time and time and time again to reject Yahweh and serve other gods. So Yahweh said, enough, I give up. But he planted the seed in Israel. Okay? Let that sink in for a minute. There's that Shalem. Okay?
Wow.
The nations have their own gods, but they do not have Yahweh. I mean, this sets the stage for everything. Now, I challenge somebody to prove me wrong on this, because I've done this, Terry, for about 7 hours straight in the book of Acts. Okay? Why did Paul go in the book of Acts to all 70 nations? Okay? If you go to Acts 2, when the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place, and suddenly there comes from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind and filled the entire house where they were sitting, and divided tongues of us appeared, and them and rested in each one of us, okay? And then they were filled with the Holy Spirit and begins to speak in other tongues. This is the first interference, so to speak, and God's coming to save the 70 nations for the Gentiles. Okay?
Wow.
That's me and you.
Yes.
The fullness of the Gentile. Okay? Now, I'm almost done. I know this is...
No. Keep going.
If you go to Hebrews 2, 10 to 13, for it was fitting that he, for whom and by whom all things exist, and bringing many sons to glory, should make the founder of their salvation through their suffering. For he who sanctifies and those who are sanctified all have one source. This is not to be ashamed, and this is why he is not ashamed to call them brothers. This is Jesus. Okay, he's talking about Jesus.
Uh-huh.
This is why he is not ashamed to call them brothers, saying, I will tell of your names to my brothers. In the midst of the congregation, I will sing your praise. He's referencing the divine council. Wow. I believe 100% Jesus introduces us as believers to the divine council, and then he turns and introduces to God.
Wow.
We're introduced to God by Jesus. Okay, now, where would you get that assumption? Revelation 3. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come to him and eat with him and he with me. The one who conquers, and I will grant him to sit with me on my throne, as I have also conquered and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let the ear what he says and listen. Okay? Think about that again for a minute.
Wow. Huh.
That's the divine council. Okay? And the smaller gods have run this entire world since the Tower of Babel. Period. Okay? Now, it's about to end. You know, it's about to end. I mean, if it wouldn't have been for Jesus, there would have been no hope for other than anything except for people from the nation of Israel or Jewish.
Right.
But, but Jesus came to do, and I could give you another hour and a half, which I'm preparing for the next time, to talk about exactly what Jesus did in Mount Hermon, and why he did it with his apostles, because he did it because of the fallen angel, which backs up Enoch perfectly, okay? Right. But I know I've gone way over my time and all that kind of stuff, but I just found that pretty interesting this week.
That's wild. I always just assumed, you know what happens when you assume, I just assumed that the Watchers were just a class of angels.
Some much deeper.
I wonder what they are.
I don't know.
Wow. You know, Frank, when I introduced you to that fellow from California, and you looked at some of the videos that he had, and he put all these put them in classes. Now you know what I'm talking about, right? And yep. and these are beings along the same type as Enoch was. Some of these beings were actually called up just like Satan was to before the fall. Because how pious he was. He was a terrestrial, upright walking reptile. That's all he was. And he was from this from this system, from this solar system. And just like Enoch was. And there's hundreds and thousands of others from different star systems that God calls up to administrate and carry on his agenda in the region, in the galaxy where they live.
Well, personally, my answer to that is you can't pick and choose. You're 100% right. Psalm 82 explains the divine counsel. And everything I just referenced explains the divine counsel.
Yeah.
There's something more out there that we have not...
Right.
Because common sense, guys, the universe is huge.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And we've never been told anything. There's so much... I'm just dumbfounded how much there is out there. And I'm sorry to interrupt you. You're 100% right. There's much more out there.
Yeah, these are terrestrial beings just like we are, but they're ascended. They've ascended. They actually can go into the mountain congregation and meet with the Creator. You know what I'm saying?
Why would God set up the Garden of Eden and come down and walk with man if he doesn't want to live with men?
And as a matter of fact, he's coming because he's already been said that there's a they think it's an asteroid, but it's not. That's the foundation for Zion, for his house. That's going to come and land between those seven mountains, and his throne is going to be in the middle of them.
And we, the believers, are going to be in part of that divine council.
Right.
I mean, does this tie some things together, Terry, or what?
Oh, big time. Big time.
I mean, it's
mind blowing.
I don't know. You know, and it just a little bit what Claudette said. I mean, I don't know how much time I have left after dying and coming back and now this cancer. But man, I spend most of my time studying the Word of God and just trying to share anything I can find to me that I've never seen or heard.
Sure.
Okay? I mean, where have you ever heard the reason the women in Israel covered their heads was because of the angel?
Never heard that.
Yeah. Yeah, and it makes sense, because of that.
Two breaks behind.
But, Frank, we got to run, man. We got to take a couple of breaks.
Two breaks behind.
Yeah.